It appeared for a while in 2008 that Wisconsin was in a bit of a bubble, protected from some of the big job cuts that had affected companies nationwide. But then the November unemployment figures came out, and according to Wisconsin state labor market economist Eric Grosso, those numbers provided some answers.
We were a little bit perplexed by that, why we weren't tracking along with the nation. The last month, though, between October and November, which is the most recent data period that we have, has really showed us with a large swing upward in the unemployment rate and downward in our job base.
The job losses may have hit Wisconsin a little later, but the effects are visible now. Grosso says Wisconsin has lost 30,000 jobs since last year. 21,000 of those were in manufacturing, and those numbers don't include any losses in December. Grosso says it was a rough ending to 2008, and the start of 2009 could be even bumpier.
The first quarter of the year seasonally tends to show our weakest job base. We'll tend to have our highest unemployment rates of the calendar year and our lowest job counts.
Grosso says there are still some jobs to be found. The largest sector hiring right now is health care, but he says employers, like employees, are wary about the road ahead.
There are opportunities out there. They may be harder to find right now, and a lot of employers may be a little frightened in terms of hiring. They're kind of on a wait-and-see approach. And I think that the big question is how long does this wait-and-see approach last?
Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.